Today is Friday, February 4th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we'll start with Wordle. Why not? Because, you know, everyone has been talking about Wordle, and, you know, there's been all this Twitter conversation about how I said that people cheat at Wordle. I don't believe I said everyone cheats at Wordle. I think people are taking my words out of context. So I want to say right now, I'm not saying that everyone cheats at Wordle. What I'm saying is there are tools on the internet that you can use to help with these word games. Most people use them for whatever that Scrabble game is, Words with Friends, that I couldn't even think. And I'm not saying maybe none of my friends, maybe nobody I know uses those, but I know some people, otherwise they wouldn't exist. So somebody uses them. So all I was saying is that I have not, and I do, look, I have thoughts. I have impure thoughts, people, that are telling me, oh, you should just go and use one of those ScrabbleWordFinder.net or whatever. I don't even know if that's the right URL, but it's close to that. And I haven't. It's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that any of my friends, but if you tell me you're not using it and you don't cheat, then fine. You don't cheat. That's, up to you. What I'm saying is, I for sure have not cheated, and I'm not very great at it. You know? I'm not good. So, there you go. Kathy Bacon on Twitter says, hey, Geeky Gay, you want some foot gut health for your life journey as a gym rat? Foot gut health? That makes no sense. Maybe you and your foodie podcaster can do a show about bone broth. Foot gut? I don't know what she means. I know I saw Kathy Bacon had made some bone broth. So maybe, you know, look, I'm sure it's great, but I'm going to say something about bone broth here, or broth in general. I know all of these cooking shows say, oh, make your own broth, you know, all this kind of, oh, you should make your own. You should just take the bones of the chicken or the beef or the, you know, lamb or whatever you got, put them in a pot. Get them nice and roasty, maybe even roast them in the oven. Get them nice and brown because there's flavor in the brown. And then, you know, put some water in there, add some onions and carrots and celery and all that kind of stuff. Make a broth. And then if you don't want to use it right away, you can freeze it. Y'all, that is a lot of work. And most of the time, I don't buy things with bones in them because I'm not a big fan of eating things off the bone. Like, I don't like to eat chicken off the bone. It's just, it's too much work. It's too messy. And your fingers get all greasy. If you have a boneless, skinless thigh or chicken breast or something like that, it's less calories. The bone gets in the way when you're trying to cut it. So if it's boneless, you can just cut it, no problems. Both raw and cooked. When you're eating it, it's not, you can use a fork and a knife and you don't have to, I don't know, so many reasons. and so I'm not a big proponent of bones in general. So I don't usually have bones just laying around. And I don't know, it just seems like, is it really worth it? You can buy broth at the store. And maybe it is because you know, bread made at home generally is better, or bakery bread even, you know, because they actually know how to bake bread. That's better than the stuff you buy at the store that has all the preservatives in it and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, maybe if you make it at home, it's so much better and it's worth it. I just never have that laying around. I would have to go out and buy bones in order to do that, because I don't have bones. It's just not a thing that I stock. And I mean, I could buy, if I was like, okay, I'm going to make chicken. I'm going to buy a whole chicken. I suppose I could do that. And I did. Now, there was a time recently, I want to say for Christmas, when I invited my parents over and I cooked and I made a roasted chicken instead of turkey. Because, or it might have been before Thanksgiving. I think it was before Thanksgiving. I had them over and I decided, okay, I'm going to do a roast chicken and I'm going to do green beans and I'm going to do, you know, some sort of sweet potatoes and I'm going to do rolls and a salad or whatever. We're going to have a little Thanksgiving meal. I'm not a big, huge turkey fan. Also, it's hard to find a turkey small enough for four people. I was like, I'm not going to do that. So I roasted a chicken and, you know what, that chicken I made, now that I think of it, I made that chicken at the end of November. When we were done, it was a small chicken. And so I was able to fit it in one of our Tupperware containers. And I thought, oh, I'll pick the rest of the meat off of that and I'll make soup, or maybe I'll make bone broth or something like that. It's probably what I was thinking. Oh, I'll make some bone broth. And I put it in this Tupperware container. And that did not get thrown away until, I think, the second week of January. It sat in the refrigerator from the end of November until the second week of January. And then I just threw it, because what are you going to do with it? You know, there's mold growing on it, all this kind of stuff. I mean, you're not going to use it, right? I could have frozen it, I suppose. I am getting better at making things from the freezer. So one day I might start cooking things and then, like, pre-cooking things, freezing them, and then using them later. You maybe stage one is buying all this frozen stuff and cooking from the freezer. And then step two maybe is, you know, I put leftovers in the freezer and then reheat them or something for lunch. And then step three, maybe I actually cook meals on the weekend, freeze them, and then eat them throughout the week. I don't know. Who knows? But maybe if I'd have frozen it, you know, it probably would have been better. But one thing I did do, I don't know when, a few months ago, I bought a pork loin that was on sale at Walmart. And I wasn't going to use it right away. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to put it in the freezer. And generally, that's where things go to die in my house. But I thought, I'm going to put that in the freezer. Well, there's snow all over the ground and all over the road right now. And I'm trying to be creative, even though I think I do have enough, because I have to go out tomorrow. And I still have, we're still fine. Like, we're not out of food. But I thought, I will take that pork loin out and I will cook adobo pork, which adobo is a Filipino recipe. And so I found a recipe online, took it out of the freezer yesterday. I let it thaw in the refrigerator, which is the safest way to do it. I'm marinating it now. Soy sauce, vinegar, garlic, pepper, salt, some other stuff. I don't remember. Mostly soy sauce and vinegar and garlic. Some olive oil. And I put a little bit of brown sugar. That was just my own creative addition. And I'm going to grill it on the stovetop, not on a grill, because we don't have a grill. And then I'm going to put it over ramen. So that should be good. And yeah, it came out of the freezer. So I guess I'm getting better. I also need to use some milk. And so I'm going to make some pudding. because I've got to use this milk before it goes bad. So this was a food episode. This was just literally food, and now it's going to be the weekend, and there you go. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.